Learning Masech Nesivam Mestafchaf Amin Aleph. The Gemara, which starts on the bottom of Yates and the Beis, is teaching the Svaras of Achleikis between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbana. The Gemara is going with the Shita, the Maskanas HaGemara, that everyone agrees that by Noyle V'achach Yibem, the din is that you say that she's an Eishah Sachar Shloi B'Lamei. If Reuven dies, and then Levi's born, and then Shimon's Miyabim and he dies, Shimon, Reuven's wife, and also Shimon's wife, the Tzara, are both Pater from Chalitza and Yibum, it's an Eishah Sach Shloi B'Lamei. But if Shimon was Miyabim before Levi's born, that Rabbi Shimon holds that Ha'ilum Bo Matzah Behetav Le'omdol of Shachas Be'isav Eishah Sach, so she's Muteris. They're both Muteris. And the Gemara is going to explain the Svara Bo Matzah Behetav soon, but the Gemara first explains my time in the Rabbanan. What's the Svara for the Rabbanan? Shimon has a good Svara Bo Matzah Behetav. What's the Svara for the Rabbanan? The Gemara says, you learn it from a Pasuk, because Xerius Akasa, really in Svara you'd say like Reb Shimon, but the Pasuk says, L'kacha Le'isha of the Yibma, the Yibma teaches you a dying Yivum Mishaynim Le'a, she still has the original Yivumim, the Zikas Yivim of the original Zikas Yivim is still there. So my ask on that, L'hada Tanan, Kansarek Ishtel L'chol Dover, V'om Rebeis Machlin Malam and Shemigar Shebegenu Machzira. It says in the Mishnah later, that once he does Yibum, she is his wife for all things. And Rebeis Machlin explains to teach you that his Megar Shebeget, and she doesn't eat Chalitza anymore. Once his Yibum, she no longer needs Chalitza. And Machzira, also he can return her, which means that you don't say, Mitzvah derami rachman alei avdo, hasha tekele v'isser eishasach. You don't say, when he divorces her, he can't remarry her because she's an eishasach and already did the Yibum. Kamash bon, kishnu l'chol davar. So Maris HaKasham, so if you're going to say v'yibma adayin yivum yishenu lai, she still has a zikas yibum of the original husband, Why would that, the Gemara's lashon that we have is with Tibaya Chalitza. Why would that make it she should need Chalitza? Again, wouldn't be enough. Now that's Mashman, the Rishayim Amadayik that way, that the Kasha the Gemara is specifically from Tibaya Chalitza, not from Achzira. That Yibma Adayin Yivum Rishayim Amadayik tells you she needs Chalitza, but it doesn't necessarily tell you that he shouldn't be allowed to return her. The Mashman from Rashi also learned the way. He stresses it, Tibaya Chalitza. Even though, Malamit she Megari she began, and Machzir Rashi explains both things. Megari she began, you don't need Chalitza. Machzir, you don't say, Mitzvah derami rachman alei avdav, hasha take lebisser eishasach. But when the Kasha was, you should learn from Adayin Yivum Rishonim le'anat that way, Rashi says, Tibaya Chalitza, like the Lashon HaGemar. But the Rishonim don't hold that way. And they change the Girsa. They say, you're not Girsa with Tibaya Chalitza. Because they say that the kasha is on both things. The kasha is, since you have the yibma to teach you a dayin yivum mishenim leam, that should teach you both, that should counteract both halachas. That should teach you that you need chalitza even after the yibum, and there should be an islach to be machzer. So I saw Reb Nachum is brought down, he says, they're arguing pshat in the Gemara later, on the Aflamitesim and Aleph, on this Mishnah. The Gemara later goes like this. This is the words of the Gemara. Megar shebeget, pshita, right? Melamed shebegar shebeget amachzir. That's what basically it says. So the Gemara asks on that. Megar shebeget, pshita, so like the Gemara, sang adayin dechamina, l'kach ala elisha v'yidma, adayin yivu mishayna malet, mechalitza in beget lo, kamash malet. So in regard to the din of the havimini, she's still nechalitza, that the Gemara clearly says the havim is only coming from the pasuk. The Havim is coming to Pasuk, Vim and Ayin Yivim Mishayim Le. As though there be no Havim in her, that she should still need Chalitza. The Pasuk says you do Yibum, and Malach Mishish Lekach says Yivim Ta, he said, then you do Chalitza. What would be the Havim in her after the Yibum? If you want to get rid of it, you do, you have to need Chalitza. The Yibma, at Ayin Yivim Mishayim Le, would be the Havim in her. Then the Gemara says, Machzir Yipshita. And the Gemara says, Sal Kadayin Tachamin, Mitzvah Diram Yechman Alei Av, Dahash Tatekim Le, Vissereish. It's not Chamash Malach. You would think once you did the mitzvah, the also to your maxa because she's an eishasach, kamash malan. Zark the Gemara, the ema hachinami. Maybe you should say that she needs chalitza. And maybe you should say that mitzvah derami achmen alei avda hasha tekem lebisser eishasach. Where it says, I'm a karl, a kach alei leisha. Kevin shalakach, and ask yishtel, a kaldavar. You learn it from the pasuk that no, She's his regular wife. You don't need chalitza, and you'll let her return her after the gerushin. Azak Reb Nachum, Rashi learns that the havamina ni chalitza is clear in the Gemara is from v'yibma, but the havamina that you can't be machzira has nothing to do with v'yibma. That's a svara. Nothing to do with v'yibma. That's a svara. Eshesach is only mutter makom mitzvah. You already did the yibma. Why should there be had to eshesach? That has nothing to do with v'yibma. So it's two separate havaminas. The havamina to say that you can't be Megarish Beget is V'yibma, Adayin Rumi Sheinim Alev. The Havimina to say that you can't be Machzira is a Svara. Mitzvah Dura Mechai Avda, Hashtag Lubisa Eishasach. But the Sheinim apparently are learning, no. It's both of those Havimina are learned from V'yibma. That's why they don't want to say this Gemara only means Chalitza. Because V'yibma is teaching you both things. V'yibma is teaching you that you need Chalitza. If the Yibma would apply to the Yavim as well, not just to his brother, it would tell you Nichalitza, and also tell you you can't be Machzira. It's not a swear that the Gemara said, stop. It's a hemshich of Salkatayin Techamina V'lachalai V'yibma Dayin Grum Sheinim Alea, you'll need Chalitza, and Machzira Pshita, no, Salkatayin Techamina V'yibma, because of the Yibma, you'll say, Mitzvah Dara Mechon Av the Hashitek L'Visirei Shesach. That's what Rishayim would have to learn the Gemara. So that's the Machalikas. So I just want to lay to that I think, Lachari is right, Lachari is Pasha that is right. And I think that the Machalikas is, what does it mean, Adayin Yivum Rishayim Aleh? That Rashi learns that Adayin Yivum Rishayim Aleh is only to tell you that you need Chalitza. And the Rishayim learn that Adayin Yivum Rishayim Aleh is to tell you both Dinim. Because I think the Rishayim are understanding the words Adayin Yivum Rishayim Aleh meaning that the Isser Eish Yisach from the Rishon is still there. Even after the Yibam, there still is a Chalais Isser Eish Yisach from the Rishon. So the fact that there's still an Isser Eish Yisach, that would imply that to be Matur Lashuk you would need Chalitza. But also the Pshad is, would imply that it would Aser him, would Aser hurt him after the Yibam is finished. Akadekach, the Rishonim will ask, that why did the Gemara only ask Akasha if you hold the Dain Yivum Mishayim Aleh? Why did they ask Akasha on Chalitza and Megarish Abed Umachzira that you'll have to return them? They should ask Akasha on the Biyashnia. That's why Frank and Mishayim Akasha. If it's a Dain Yivum Mishayim Aleh, so the Biyashnia also should be asked. So the answer, not Mistabra, the Torah says to Miyabim and then after Megarish right away, it's not a Mistabra the Gazach. Avad and that's included in the Yibum to keep her as long as you want to keep her. It's only after the Gerishim where you have the Isser Eish Yisach. But Al Kapanim, the Dayin Yivum Rishayim Aleh means it's an Isser Eish Yisach. But I think Rashi's learning. Rashi learns that the Dayin Yivum Rishayim Aleh only will tell you that Shalni Chalitza, but it won't tell you Nalbi Machziram. A Dayin Yivum Rishayim Aleh doesn't mean there's an Isser Eish Yisach. A Dayin Yivum Rishayim Aleh tells you there's still a din to be Miyabim even after you were Miyabim. You still have to be Miyabim. You can say they have to be Miyabim. That's the pshat. It's not pshat, I was Yates to the Yibum and Zehu. I can say they have to be Miyabim. So that's the reason why you should need Chalitza. But it's not a reason why you should be also Tim to Yimax or Adar Abba. If you still have to be Miyabim, it's Adar Abba. So that's the reason that you should be Machzir. Now the Yushayim are learning that a Dain Yivum Yishayim Aleh means it's still an Isser Eish Yisach, even after the Yibam. So that's what's going to answer to the third brother. The Isser Eish Yisach of the first brother doesn't go away with the Yibam. It's still there. So now, you can't say Ba'a Matzah Beheter. The Isser Eish Yisach is still there. That's what Yishayim Aleh learned. But according to Rashi, it's not that the Iss is there. The Pshayis is still need Yibam. So what the Gemara is saying, and this I think is a Chiddush, that in regard to the Achan Noiland, you still need Yibam from the first brother. And the Achan Noil can't do that. It's Eishach Shlo Be'lamai. Bo'amat Zibhet is going to tell you that the Yibam is only from the second brother. As far as the first brother's Yibam, it's not there anymore. Adayin Yivum Yishayim Aleh says, no, you still have to be Miyabim from the first brother. Shadi Atera Atera, the Yavim doesn't have to, but Shadi Yisuri Yisura, the Achan Noil has to be Miyabim from the first brother. And he can't because he's loyal by Lomay. So Machzir has nothing to do with it. And Rabbah, Dain Rishonim will be matim to Machzir. but do you need chalitza? Because I still need yibum, and if I'm not going to do yibum, I still have to do chalitza. Tari says, this brother doesn't have to do yibum, but the other brother still has to be miyamim mitzan the first brother as well. And that's a shadi atari, atari, shadi suri surat. That's how I understand the machalikis rishayim. And now let's go vaita. The Gemara asks a kasha on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says a svarim, and the reason why Yibim Vakach Neilad is no problem of Eishas actually Belami, it's Hailu Ba Matze Beheter, by Omdol Shachas Ve'issa. So the Gemara says, if that would be true, what if a sister that has, right, the unborn child, when he's born, he already had a sister, his mother had a daughter before he was born, that was already married to the son of his father before he was born. He married Achav Yav before he was born, and then he was born, while his brother was already married to his sister. They were unrelated. So you're going to say that he could be Mi'abimer, because when he was born, they already married Amdol Shachas V'Isser. So Gemara says, no, because just because they're married doesn't mean she's not his sister. Isser Achais Leichan Azul. So Gemara says, so here also, just because he was married to the second brother before the third brother was born, but what happened to the Isser Eishes Shachar Shalei Belami from the first brother? So Gemara says, but the Isser Eishes Shachar Shalei Belami is an Isser de Isbehetera. It's possible to be matirit. The Isser Achaisa is an Isser de Leslehetera. It's impossible to be matirit. Now, there's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisis. What exactly is the Teretz? Rashi says that Isser Eishes Achas Islei Heterah, Kashein Leibanim. Okay. Hilchach Kashemes Rishon B'lei Banim Paka Isser Lagabe Sheni. When the Rishon died without children, so then it was Paka the Isser Lagabe the Sheni. But what does that have to do with the Achan Eilid? For him, there's an Isser Eishes Achas Lei B'Elamai. So Gemara says, Vashlishi Mekayach Sheni Hubat, Rashi says. He takes over the sheni, and therefore he takes over the heter. That's Rashi's insight. Shlishi mikayach sheni uba. But Taisis says without that, it's the issa disle atera. The paka issa reishasach. The yachal is yashem agarisha. The yibum makes a paka issa reishasach, and just like it's paka for him, it's also paka lagabi the brother that was already born. And so reishasach shahayim ba'elamei. And the Rashi the dva hold like Taisis, and the dva adds a beer. That since the Isha Eshesach has a heter for this Yavam, so Mamela, we consider the Rishon to be gone. The Rishon's Ishus is gone. He obliterated the Rishon's Ishus, that it can't be Chal on the brothers that are born afterwards. Because since it's Mutter for him, it's Mutter for the other one also. If he was around and the Issa was already Chal, then it doesn't go off. But if the Issa wasn't around and it was Paka, because of the Yibum, so Mamela, it's Paka for the third one. So what are these two svaros? What's the machlokes Rashi and Taisis? What's Rashi saying, Shlishi mikayach sheni huba? And Taisis is saying that when it's paka lagabed acha neilad as well. So we already explained this early on that in Alpha, and Alpha chazer it over. That it seems Taisis holds, when is it paka the issa eishasach? The issa the islay heter. When's the heter? Taisis says by the yibum. Because what is the heter? The heter is that Megarish should begin to Mazira. That when you miyabim, that is the chalais, that there is no more Eishes Ach, because he did Yibum, and that was Mafkia, the Isser Eishes Ach. So whoever already had the Isser Eishes Ach is not Mafkia Lagabi them, and they'll still have the Isser Eishes Ach. Unless you say Shlechusa the Achim Kavah, that was the Gemara there with Rabbi Yechanan, that the brothers wouldn't be chayav eishes ach on the tzara, but according to Rish Lakish, you don't say shlichus adachim, so it wasn't paka lagabe them. So anyone who was nailed before the yibum and already had the isser eishes ach, it won't be paka. Mashen kain, the yibum is what's paka. And then if you nail it after the yibum, so you nail it after it was paka, it can't be chal isser eishes ach then. That's Taisis Mahalach. Mashen kain, Rashi holds that when is it paka by the nefila. Rashi says that clearly. Rashi's lashon is Isser Achaisei Lesley Heter, Avil Isser Eishesach Islei Heter Kasheim Lebanim Hilchach Kasheimeser Rishon B'loy Banim Paka Isser Lagabe Sheni. Not when he's Miyabim. Kasheimeser Rishon B'loy Banim Paka Isser Lagabe Sheni. And this is the chayyim like the Rashi Daf Mem Aleph, that Eishes ach she'en lebanim is mutter, is heter. The Yibum's not mafkiyit. It's mutter from the time he dies. But that wouldn't apply to the leibel alam. That applies to a matziv of Yibum. The ach she'leibel alam, he'll have the Yisr Eishes ach. So how did the Yisr Eishes ach go for the ach she'leibel alam? That's because of shlishi mikarek she'ni uba. And there's a special chiddush. That if, when you were born, she was already married to the brother, so by being miyamim the brother, and you didn't have a metzias where she wasn't married to the brother, she was already completely married, the brother took over the ishus here. Whatever heter is there to the brother, you get that heter also for your yibum. Because the yibum is a taking over of his ishus. So if you were born before that, so the Yisr Eishes Ach was before his ishus, so you can't get the heter. But if you were born after there was the ishus, so you were born into a matzah where you already have the ishus of the sheni, that's bar matzah beheter. Why is it a heter for you? Only because you're taking over that ishus. But it's not pshat stam because it's parked Eishes Ach, it's parked for you also. No, it's parked not by the yibum, it's parked by the misa. But that parka is only for Yavamim. Eishes Ach Shalavim is not a Yavam Mechal. So he doesn't have that Efkar. So what's his heter? His heter is because he could take over the Sheni's Ishus. But that's only when he was born after the Sheni is already married. Taisus holds that there's still an Yisr Eishes Ach until the Yibum. There's an Yisr Eishes Ach. The Yibum is like a Hutra for the Yisr Eishes Ach. When is the Yisr Eishes Ach parka? The Yisr Eishes Ach is paka by the Yibum. And once it's paka, it's paka. But if you already had a chalei sister, it's not paka for you. If you were born after, it's paka. So that's it. It's gone. Kva nidcha rishon, like the Ritva says. But the insight is, you were born after the hafkar. But according to Rashi, you're always born after the hafkar. The hafkar is when he died. But it doesn't help. The hafkar is not for you. But since there's hafkar for the sheni, and you were born when she was ready for shus the sheni, so then you could take over the sheni's hat. That's Rashi. But I have a very big problem stimming the Rishayin on Mashitasa, and they don't have a good teretz. Because we said then, the Gemara the Ishtel Su, let's say he didn't do Yibam, let's say he did Chalitza and Kedushin, and then another brother was born, the Gemara says it's the same Machlaikas. If he did Chalitza and Kedushin, it's also Bar Matzah Beheter. So there's a Machlaikas Rishayinim there. What if he's born before the Chalitza, after the Chalitza I mean, but before the Kedushin? If he's born before the Chalitza, then he's Eishes Ach She'leibel Alam. But if he's born after the Chalitza, but before the Kedushin, it's a Machlokes Rishayim. Rashi Taisus and the Rashi there says, it's also Eishes Ach She'leibel Alam. You have to be born after the Kedushin. The Ritva and other Rishayim, the Miri brings Rishayim, and says, no, as long as you're born after the Chalitza, even before the Kedushin, it's also good enough. So he says, these are mamish the two tzadim. Chalitza is afkar. After the chalitza, she's no longer an Eishes Ach. At least legabe the chalitz. Legabe the brothers, it was a machlekes ibrechne and mishlakish. But at least legabe the chalitz, she's no longer an Eishes Ach. Legabe the brothers, they're already yasser. Ibrechne oshachusad achim kaavdi. Fine. But legabe the chalitz, she's no longer an Eishes Ach. So Mel, now he's born afterwards. So he's born just like the Yibum, you're born after the Afkar, but the Chalitz also, you're born after the Afkar. The Kedush is not Ma'alu Umayrid. The Yisayin is not Afkar. Taisus, that doesn't go with Shlishi Mikayach Sheni Huba, he goes with the Afkar. When's the Afkar? The Kedush doesn't make Afkar. The Chalitz makes the Afkar. The Kiheka, the Parker, the Gabi, the Parker, the Gabi, the Chrini, Parker, the Gabi, the Achan Island, the Chalitz is the thing that makes the Afkar. Mashiach and Rashi, Rashi says, no, the Chalitza is not the Afkar, the Afkar is when he died. What's the din of Yim Nachach Noilan? Not that you're born after the Afkar. It's you're born after the Sheni's marriage. You're born when she's already B'shus the Sheni. Once she's B'shus the Sheni, she could take over the heter of the Sheni. So then the pshat is, it's the Kedushin after the Chalitza that makes it that you have a Bar Matzah B'heter, that you have a Shlishi Mikayach Sheni Huba. So you have to be born after the Kedushin. It sounds mamish mukhrich, and the problem is it doesn't shtim. Because the Taisus and the Rashba over there hold that the Yisayit is that you're born after the Kedushin. But Tesis and the Rashba here says clearly that the Yisayit is the Afkar. And the Rashba was like, we asked there from the stipler, the Rashba didn't stim with the Rashba that from Aleph, it says the Afkar was already by the Misa. So the Ridva stims the Shitasai. The Ridva here says like Tesis, and there he says it's after the Chalisa. And Rashi could stim the Shitasai. Because Rashi there says you need the Kedushin, and here he goes with the Shlishi Mikayak Sheni Huba, which means that you have to be born after he's married. The Afkar was already by the Misa. So Rashi and the Dvash Dim L'Shitasei, but Taisis and the Rashba do not. Taisis and the Rashba there say that in order to be Ba Matzah Behetan has to be after the Chalitza and the Kedushin. But Taisis and the Rashba here say that the Svara isn't Shlishi Mikayak Sheini, but the Svara is Kihechid the Paka. The Paka was by the Chalitza. The Kedushin doesn't make a Paka. And also the Rashba doesn't stim with the Rashba Nefem Aleph. It says there is no Isereish Asach. It's not the Yibum that makes Afkar. Then you're going to have to learn the Rashi with the Shlishi Mikayak Sheini Uba. Yeah, it's Arachian. Now I want to discuss another sugya with the Mishnah, Klalam and Biyavamas. Kol Shi Issa Erva is Lei Chaletz Lei Mesei Bemis. Issa Mitzvah Issa Gedusha is Chaletz Issa Lei Mesei Bemis. Yeah. Issa Mitzvah Shni Issa Medivri Seifer. So the Mishnah is Mavur that Shni Issa Medivri Seifer Ni Chalitza and there's an Issa Yiba. It's not clear in the Mishnah by Shni Issa Medivri Seifer if they ask it at Tzara. By Chayvei Lavan, it's pretty clear in the first parak, you need a Chayvei Krisus to ask the Tzara. But Shnius is not Mamish Mefurish. You look in the Rishash here, he brings the Sefer Chais in Yeshua's that holds it does ask the Tzara. And the Rishash argues on him. And he's Deich of all his Rayas, and he brings a lot of Rayas that it doesn't ask the Tzara is Mesiyabim. It's actually a Marsha, very interesting, and Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis, the Mass with the Siyam Tzarasa, that just nems on that the Tzara is not Mesiyabim. That's how he's teaches the Girsa of the Gemara that he had, the Girsa that we have, as opposed to others that are Magia. And the Meiri on the Mishnah actually brings the Machalikas Rishayim in that. So there is a Machalikas Rishayim. He brings Yesh Paiskim that the Tzara is Asa. The Meiri himself holds its Mutter, and he brings the Yerushalmi, says that way. But he explains how the Yesh Paiskim would learn the Yerushalmi. But the Rambam, in Ilchazim, Paragvav, Alachachav, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Kofay, and Dalad, the Seisim, that by the Shnius, they don't ask the Tzara, and that's how the Peskim Nemat. There's no, right, the Mishnah is not very clear, but the Peskim, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, is Mefurish, and the Peskim Nemat, that a Shnius does not ask the Tzara. Like we said, there are some, Marim Mekaimis, the Meiri brings the Yesh Peskim, the Marasha, the Rashash brings the Chais, and Yeshua said it does. Now, L'chaira, that's totally, if, what exactly is the Issa Shniyah? Is the Issa Shniyah an Erva Min Derabbanan? Or is the Issa Shniyah Stam an Issa Derabbanan? You see, the Shvus Yankov asks the Kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, like we see. Now, why don't you say a Seder Chalais to say? The Gemara starts at Sugi here, and that Chafam and Aleph. So you want to know, why did the Gemara also ask the Kasha and Shniyah? Shniyah says Derabbanan. Right? So it certainly wouldn't be Mucham and Echai V'Lavin. So if Chai V'Lavin you say it's Seder Chalais to say. So Kol Shkem B'der Abundance you should say it's Seder Chalais to say. And some of the Terutzim of the Gemara don't really answer that Kasha. Where I wanted to say that it's a Chai V'Lavin V'Asei, but you don't have that by Shnius. So he says, Pshat is, the reason why the Gemara didn't discuss why Shnius and Miyabim is because Shnius is like a rice. B'der Abundance and Erva. Just like Erva, Pat is a Tzara. So Shnius, Pat and B'der Abundance. Not Pat the Tzara. Just like an Erva is Pater. So Shnius was a part of Midarabanan. The reason why Nichalis is because Midaraisi is Mechayev, but Midarabanan, you consider it Pater. Chazal will machmer by Shnius to treat it like an Erev, whenever it's Negei Lechumra. That's the Shvus Yaakov. Simon Kuflam and Aleph. There's a man who also was Mechayev, and this man brings down the Besamim Reish that says, you know why a Shnius is not Miyabim? Zeir would be a Shnius to be a Rishayna. Really, Chazal would have been Makel by being a Rishayna. That's what the Gemara says in Maskana, why you don't say a Seder Chalaisa say. Zeir, I'm sorry, Bi Rishayna to Bi Yishniyah. A Seder Chalaisa would be by the Bi Rishayna. But Bi Yishniyah would be after the Mitzvah Yibim, you wouldn't be allowed, because you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah then. And Zeir, Bi Rishayna to Bi Yishniyah. That's a Maskana say Gemara. So the Mitzvah Mare says that's the same thing as true by Shniyahs. And the Arsene says, you don't have to come on to that at all. By Chai V'Lavin, there's a din of a Seder Chalaisa. The Gemara is a whole Arichas. Why? Why don't say a Seder Chalais to say? But by a Rais, that that's a Mufka from Yibum. So Shnius like a Rais. And Mimeli, you can't say a Seder Chalais to say Be'etzim, not because of Xerah, Be'er Yishayna, to be a Shnius. Now, it's an interesting discussion. in the Torah Evan Ezra Simon Tezvav says an interesting lashon. This is his lashon, the beginning of Simon Tezvav. Elu she'enem b'nei kedusha machmas erva mehen min ha'Torah u'mehen d'rabbanan. Things that don't have a kedusha because of erva, because they're a forbidden relative, some are d'raisa and some are d'rabbanan. Aysim she'em in ha'Torah les tafsi b'kedushin klal. For aysim she'em in d'rabbanan shrichas get. He says like this. Women that don't have kedushin, some are deraisa, some are derabanan. The ones that are deraisa, they don't have kedushin at all. The ones that are derabanan need a get. So the Beis Yosef says it's a funny lashon. They don't have kedushin, they do have kedushin. The ones that are abanan have kedushin. He should say, the women that are asur because of erev, and they're asur because they're a forbidden relative, some are deraisa, some are derabanan. In deraisa, there's no kedushin, so you don't need a get. In derabanan, there is kedushin, so you need a get. Why are you saying they don't have kedushin and you need a get? What does that mean? That's the effect of Beis Yosef. So like the Darkei Moshe, an interesting shot that the Torah is trying to say, midaraisa they have kedushin, that's why I need a get. But midarabanan they don't have kedushin. And what's an afkemina? Let's say someone's mekadesh ishniya, and then someone else is mekadesh. That does she need a get from the second person? So Pashas will say no. She's ready mekadeshus to the first person. She's a eshes ish deraisa. Kedusha is not taifish. She doesn't get from the second person. But the Torah is saying yes. Because the Torah is saying that midaraisa she has kedusha to the first one. But midarabanan she doesn't have kedusha to the first one. So midarabanan she has kedusha to the second one. Whatever is the gayel l'chumra, she's considered a lav bar tfisas kedusha. Whatever is the gay in the kula, then you have to go with the deraisa. There is tvisas kedushin, so she needs a get. But was the gay in the chumrim, the marshal, the kedushin from someone else? No, she's allowed by tvisas kedushin, and kedushin works for someone else, me there abana. So she'll need a get. That's the pshat in the Torah. And the Dark Ramesha says, but have a suffix if the din is true. Maybe the abana never did that way. Maybe the abana said, lemaisa is kedushin, but I'm Ahmed if there's no kedushin. So Rumi Gruzovsky, in Simon Yudais, and Shmuel Rizovsky and Simon Daland, they say this is what it's telling him. If you say Shni is Stam and Issa Durabanan, and then you have a Kasha, like the Shvus Yaakov's Kasha, so why don't you do Yibum? And maybe the Teresh is like the Bissam and Resh, Zerubir Rishaina to be a Shniya. But Stam and Issa Durabanan is not an Erfa. So then you'll say, Avad Ristvis is Kedushin on a Shniya. And if someone's Mekanish a Shniya, and then she takes Kedushin with someone else, the second Kedushin is nothing. She doesn't even get from the second one. But if you say the Rabbanan made her into an Erva, so Mimela, it's partially you can't do Yibam. Midar Rabbanan, she's an Erva. And Mimela Midar Rabbanan, on what's Negei L'Churma, there's no Tvisas Kedushin. And Mel, the Ramaz Din that he's saying in the Torah, that if she's someone's Mekana Shishniya, so Midar Aisha this Kedushin, she needs a get. Midar Rabbanan, there's no Kedushin, so she'll need a get from the second one. That's what it's telling you. The problem is, like if Shmuel Rizovsky asks, but Lamaisa, if you're going to say such a svara that she's an erva, and that's why she doesn't do yibum, so the same question should be if she asks the tzara. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim know when she doesn't ask the tzara. So the in dem state, she's not an erva. And that's what we spoke at actually, if you remember, Nafid Bezim and Aleph. That's the difference between Achay Zekuka, which does ask the tzara, and Ashniya, which doesn't. Because Achay Zekuka, Rabbi Mizovsky says this, because Achay Zekuka is an Erev Midar Abanan, so she asks the Tzara Midar Abanan, and Shni is Taminisiv, so she doesn't ask the Tzara. So if Shmuel says that maybe Lagandi Kedushin she's an Erva, he says that is the right from Reb Shimon Shkab. Kedushin is Tali in the Etzim Shame Erva, not the Isser Erva. So maybe Midar Abanan she has a Shame Erva. Mashenkin by Yibum, that's Tali in the Isser Erva. See, he brings another thing. You see on Amud Beis, if someone's married to a Shniya and a Tzara, it says there that if the Shniya gets the Yibum Mochalitza, then the Tzara is Pater. So it is not discussing if it asks the Tzara. There's no very clear Gemara that asks the Tzara. But definitely both her and the Tzara need Chalitza. Now, if someone does Yibum Mochalitza to the Shniya, the Gemara says the path is the Tzara. If you say Min Rabbanan she's an Erva, so Min Rabbanan L'Chumra, she has no Din Yibum Mochalitza. So Min Rabbanan L'Chumra, her Yibum and Chalitza shouldn't path to the Tzara, and the Tzara should need their own Chalitza. So that's another kasha. One is, first of all, she should ask for the Tzara, and the Rambam also doesn't ask for the Tzara. Second of all, you should say that L'chumra, she has a Ptur from Yibum and Chalitza, So Hayim and Chalitza is worthless minigay of the Tzara, and the Tzara should need a Chalitza, and the Gemara says Mefurish not that way. So he wants to say it's not a kasha in the Torah, because Kubi Lagabi Yibam is Tali in the Isser Erva, and the Isser Erva she doesn't have, the Rabbanim woman is Sakin the Isser Shniya to be like an Isser Erva, but a Shem Erva she has, and Tviz Dush is Tali in the Shem Erva, but he's masking that Ay Bazai, she wouldn't ask it, since she doesn't have an Isser Erva, so you would have a kasha, why don't you say a Seyda Chalaisa say, and you might have to answer Gzeir Bi Rishena to Bi Shniya. So it's a little bit shver the arsameach that he says with the clarkite that she's an erva and that's why you don't need anything, but he still holds that she doesn't ask the tzara, that's the Rambam. What would be the chilek with tzara chiyin?